Okay, post-game wrap time here. What a great day it was. Buster Posey Day was a huge success. Great ceremony. You guys, Dwayne and Mike are with us here for the wrap, obviously. You guys did a great job hosting. Everybody who participated had a huge smile on their face. Tons of stories, laughs. We got Buster hugs. We got huge cheers. We got to remember what a great player he was. And then the Giants went out and snapped their losing streak. That's a good day.
Thank you, Buster.
Yeah.
We're going to give Buster full credit for the slump buster win. Giants tied the season high in runs scored and home runs. And it was just, it was unbelievable the magic was in this ballpark. This place, it was magical. That's all. I mean, we kind of took it for granted. And today, it was nice to feel it again.
I mean, you guys have been on the field when there's a full house. And the roar of the crowd is sensational when you're on the field. And I thought there were a couple of roars other than Buster's that just knocked me over. One was for the former manager,
yes,
Bruce Bochy. And the other was for Matt Cain. I mean, Hunter Pence got a big roar. I mean, you expect that, but I mean, those two for Boch and for Matt Cain were well deserved for what those two, you know, have done. And we see Boch a lot. We never see Matt Cain. So for him to come out here and the fans show their appreciation, I thought it was great.
I yelled at Matt before the game today because I saw him in the hallway. I said, "Stop avoiding us. We want to see you more.
Yeah.
Come on."
I mean, he really has been a guy that, he's just stayed away for probably good reasons.
Yeah.
But we miss him.
No, it's not malicious in the least. I mean, he loves coming back here, but he just, you know, his career's over. He feels like he wants to give everybody here room to be themselves and whatever.
I remember when right after Mike retired, he started doing a few games for us, and he wouldn't go in the clubhouse.
Couldn't
do it. And maybe it's the same for Matt Cain.
Yeah.
It took me 3 years.
And I understand that sentiment. I do. And I hope Matt.
Plus, he owned the clubhouse when he was in the clubhouse,
yeah,
and then he couldn't own it anymore.
So if you weren't running things, I'm not walking in there.
Forget that.
I was a non-factor. But it is. We do hope he comes around more. I mean, the same thing with Lincecum. You know, they mean so much to this franchise, and Giants fans don't forget. You know, I mean, ask Will Clark. He was down there. Jeffrey Leonard. I mean, everybody who came back for it, Andres Torres and Gregor Blanco. I mean, they don't forget you. And once they embrace you as an athlete, they embrace you through your whole life. Once you leave the game, and it becomes more important to you when you come back and you get remembered, because that's really what you play for. And today, you know, Buster Posey, that was just incredible. I mean, the Giants, their ceremonies are spectacular. But everything that was said today was so heartfelt. And everybody around the ballpark, all the fans that were here today, you know, they felt it. And they couldn't wait to be here to applaud him one last time. And it was glorious.
I really enjoyed Benji Molina.
Yeah.
Number one, that he was here. I mean, let's face it. When Buster arrived, I mean, Benji knew that he was arriving because the Giants were planning for him to take Benji's job. And then Benji got traded to create the space for Buster to be the regular guy. But Benji had some beautiful comments about and Buster picking his brain and all of that kind of stuff, which I think we know that happened. But at the same time, he got two of the biggest laughs of the whole day.
He did.
You know, thanking for Buster for the ring and then saying, you know, I never got a Buster hug. Yeah. I mean, everybody got a Buster hug, but not me. And so Buster got up and gave him the Buster hug. And that was just so cool.
No, I thought he did a really good job. He did.
Really good.
Because I didn't know what to expect. You know, because when Benji was a player here, he was pretty serious. But he wasn't serious at all today. I mean, he had his serious moments, but he was great. Mike and I talked about him over on the other side, too. He was terrific.
Yeah.
He really was.
I give him a lot of credit for being here and doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he was just a hit. He was a hit.
He was a hit.
And on that 2010 year, he got two rings, one with the Giants and one with the Rangers.
Amazing.
Who's ever done that?
Do you get the shares on both sides? How does that work?
Yeah.
You get them both.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That was a good year for Benji.
That was a good year for the media family. So,
and then he thanked Buster for getting him that
Buster,
other ring.
Thank you for the ring.
That ring.
Yeah, it was funny.
So it was. It was a great ceremony. It was great to see Buster here and his whole family. And then the Giants won a ball game with a lot of heroes.
Woo-hoo.
We'll pick some players right after this. All right, let's pick some players before we go enjoy the rest of our Saturday nights. John, you get to go first.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm going with Wilmer, Wilmer Flores. It's a layup, so I'm going with Wilmer. Equaled his career record with 6 RBIs, his 5th Grand Slam. And, you know, they always say that RBIs are partly a product of, you know, the amount of chances you get to get RBIs. Well, Wilmer came up with the bases loaded 3 times.
I've never seen that.
That's you could go 2 weeks without getting that, or a month without getting 3 times with the bases loaded. And he knocked in 6 runs in those opportunities. So that's pretty good.
Yep.
And he made a great play, a diving snare. And he didn't get the out on it, but he kept it for being an extra base hit anyway. So just a nice game all the way around.
Biggest hit of the
healthy,
day.
He looked good. So
biggest hit of the day.
Wilmer Flores, great pick. Good pick. Got a bit.
I don't know where I came up with that.
We can't hear it in here. Oh, DC. He's playing the music.
You know,
but
never
we can't
mind.
Hear it.
Never mind.
Yeah, great gag.
He's listening to the Warrior game.
Somebody
come on, DC. Come on now.
Somebody call Lee Jones for crying out loud.
I'm going to go with Mauricio Dubon. I thought he played a really nice shortstop today, and I thought he had one of the big swings of the bat, too. He's been one of those guys. I mean, him, Ruff, and Casale, they hit the ball hard, and they've got nothing. Nothing. And today he said, well, you know what? I'm going to hit the ball hard and go catch that. And he hits it over the wall in center field, 2-run homer. That was a big hit at the time. I mean, with this Cardinal team, you know, you got to add on, and they did. And I thought that was an add-on swing of the bat. It was a big one. He's my guy, Mauricio Dubon.
Good pick.
You know, Buster was on the air with us. He'd been on with you guys, and he was in here when Dubon hit that home run. And it was very interesting because he said, oh, he crushed that ball. You know, that little board out there in left field, I like to take a look at that just to see how hard a guy really, if he really crushed it. That was 106, he said. So I didn't realize that. I didn't know that a guy like Buster was checking that kind of stuff. But he likes to know. Did the guy maybe not get it, but the wind pushed it, or is the ball just lively, or did he really crush it? And he immediately just said, oh, he crushed it, 106. I checked that board out there. So,
hey, he's a finance major. He's a numbers guy. Come on.
He did say he always looked. That was the first thing he did. He always looked up and checked, see how hard the guy hit it. It was interesting. Good pick, Mike.
Thank you.
Good one.
Smoothie?
Well, I'll take the other guy that hit his first of the year rough. Kind of the opposite type of a home run than Dubon hit. You know, very high, and it was majestic. So I'll take Ruff.
Yeah.
Yeah, good that pick. Was a big one.
But I still think Wilmer Flores was a great pick.
Not the normal way.
You know, you get new speakers. Those things are tired.
Hey, and you can't come up with some music for Darren Ruff?
Yeah.
Suggestion. Well, he's from Omaha. There's, you know, you could play that song.
Well, was there a cartoon, Rough and Ready?
Oh
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's great. We just got dated again.
I've never heard of that one.
No, you wouldn't.
When Ruff hit the home run, Buster said, "That warms my heart. I'm so happy that that's his first one because." He is the nicest guy that I've ever met in the game.
Yeah, he is.
And it's just, I love Darren Ruff.
Yeah,
so
he is.
That one just makes me real happy.
Yeah.
So, good pick, Kipe.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Kipe, your pick made me happy.
Yeah.
Thanks. Wasn't Wilmer Flores, but a little better.
Kind of, slowly. I'll take Belt. Yeah, Belt didn't even get a hit. And hopefully he's okay. Neck stiffness. So that's a lot better than what I
thought
it was.
Well, we thought it was
oblique. Me too.
Neck, you can go see the chiropractor and be good tomorrow.
Yeah. So that's good news on that front. I know he didn't have a hit. He walked his first 3 times up, and it was not a coincidence the Giants built those rallies after the Belt walks. Yeah. They just missed that presence in the lineup, whether he's hitting or not. So it was good to have him back in.
Well, that's the one thing you can do getting out of bed is take pitches.
That's exactly what I said.
That are not strikes.
Whether his timing is back or not, he will always, 25 years from now, you could put him up there and he'll know what a ball and a strike is. So.
Yep. Anyway,
Brandon Belt,
really good.
That's
pick.
My guy. Thank you.
Thanks, Cohen. Good pick. Atta babe.
Good one.
What's on Deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers. Giants will be back here tomorrow. Chance to get a split. Feel really good. Carry a little momentum from this weekend. We'll see if they can do it.
No TBA.
Jacob Junis is going to start.
Good.
And the two times the Giants have used him in these bullpen kind of games, he's kind of made it a non-bullpen game. Yeah. He's gone deep.
Yeah, he's gone five innings both times. So I look forward to the start, too. He's throwing the ball well.
Yep. He'll be on the mound against Dakota Hudson tomorrow. Game four of the series. Mother's Day will be here. What's on Deck? Sponsored by your California Ford dealers and the legendary Ford F-150. Visit buyfordnow.com to find your new truck. All right, John, I'll have highlights right after this.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.